It's a beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story Maximus the Zombie Kid by Bryson F.
My name is Bryson. I am 8 years old and I live in Turtle Creek. The name of my story is Maximus the Zombie Kid. Hi, my name is Maximus, but you can call me Max. I'm a zombie. I'm going to tell you the story of how I went from the weird dead kid to the hero of recess. When my dad got a new job, I had to go to a different school. I was the only zombie at my new school, and my first day started out pretty rotten. Like, I literally wrote my hand off during journal time. The human kids looked at me like I was a real weirdo. Lunch didn't go too well either. The kids made fun of me because I had a peanut butter and brain sandwich. I told them they shouldn't say ew until they tried it, but they didn't believe me. Ha ha, ha ha ha. I hoped I could turn things around at recess and finally make a new friend. When I got outside, the kids ran straight to the field to play baseball. Sweet, my favorite sport. But when I asked them to play, they all yelled no. I'm not gonna lie, that hurt my dead heart. But my luck was about to change. Heads up, someone yelled. I looked up to see a line drive go bouncing off the window. Our teacher screamed, "You could have broken the window. No more baseball." She grabbed the bat and scooped up the ball. All the kids whined, "Aw, we want to keep playing." "You almost hit the window." Then I had a great idea. I pulled out my eye and pulled off my arm. I walked up to home plate and I threw my eye up in the air and hit it with my arm. At first, the kids were weirded out. Most silently stared at me in shock, and I heard a few barfing sounds. If my heart could still beat, it would have been going crazy. I just ruined my chances of making good friends for good. But when I heard someone say, "Yay for Max! Dude, take first base!" the rest is history. I've got lots of friends now, even if no one wants to trade sandwiches with me at lunch.
My name is Maximus, I am a zombie. So is my daddy, and so is my mommy. All the kids at my new school, they think I'm a weirdo. Little did they all know, I'd soon become their hero. At first they laugh, cause my mom packed some brains in my lunchbox. What's wrong with brains and peanut butter? Then they scream, cause they saw my hand fall off. Chill out, I'll put it right back on. At lunch we went outside while kids were playing baseball. I asked if I could join, they all yelled, "No, not at all." I know my heart is dead, but boy that really felt bad. I want to make some friends, I was feeling so sad. Then someone took a swing and the baseball hit a window. The teacher yelled, "No more baseball." The kids were whining, "We wanna keep on playing." I have an idea. I pulled my arm off, and then I popped my eye out. At first the kids threw up, but then they started to shout. My arm became the bat, my eye became the baseball. We didn't have to stop, we could play all day long. Now I have lots of friends, they all think I'm so cool. It's fun to be the only zombie at my new school. Seriously, sometimes my body parts just fall off. It's no big deal. I can put them right back on. I mean, I am a zombie, really.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
I'm not the kind of girl that typically gets noticed at school. My name is Sage and I'm 9 years old. I go to school and get good grades, but I don't have any friends. Whenever I want to do things like play, I can't because I don't have anyone to play with. The school I go to is called Academy. It's a school for fairy tale creatures, and I really like it. I'm the only in the entire school. You would think that people would notice me because I am a... But no. I usually sit in the back of every class, except for because is my favorite class, and Miss Beck is my favorite teacher. She always takes the time to talk to me and see how I'm doing. One day, I was walking into class and my heart dropped. I saw that another girl was sitting in my seat. She was really pretty and was wearing a sweater. The girl looked up at me with a smile, but her smile dropped as soon as she saw the look on my face. She stood up and quickly asked if she was in my seat. I couldn't manage more than a nod, but she gave me a soft smile and got up. Okay, I'll move over one. I'm May, by the way. I managed a small smile and took my seat back. I stared at the faded sticker of a and that I had on the surface of my desk and started pulling them off. After the first sticker was off, a piece of paper with a little on it landed on my desk. It read, "We should eat lunch together." The note was from May. She was a fairy, much like everyone else at school, and I was shocked that she wanted to hang out with me. I looked over to May and nodded in agreement. At lunch that day, she was sitting at one of the big round tables with towards the back of the cafeteria. She was eating pizza and just humming. I walked over with my tray of and I sat down next to her and we started talking about the things we liked to do outside of school. She said that she liked reading and I told her that I liked. We talked the entire lunch period and even walked to our next class together. We ended up eating lunch together every single day. After the first few days, another classmate also joined our table and talked to us. First it was our classmate named. Then it was our classmate named. Before I knew it, our table was full of new friends. We could talk about anything and everything. I realized that the reason I used to feel so lonely was because I didn't open myself up to others. All I needed to do was talk to people and get to know my classmates. Now I have a bunch of friends, and I've never been happier.